Well, I saved them till 49 when they retired me for disability. I've been retired 26 years. But I worked. I came here in 52. And the most work I'd done up until 67, I had to quit on account of his emphysema. And most of the work I'd done was painting. Some carpenter work. I'm no carpenter, but I can do it one time. So in 67, I quit smoking on the second day of July, 1965. I can't buy about that because that was brutal. And why I was stuck to it, I don't know.
Oh.
But I did. Now I'm glad I did, as much you had to pay for.
I guess so. I guess it is going up.
Oh, my dear. Well, now I couldn't. Because my wife smokes, but she waits. So it helps a whole lot.
How is your wife?
Sir?
How is your wife?
62. She was 62 the 17th of this month. She put in for Social Security.
You mentioned that you had gone to the ninth grade. Did you go to school here?
No, in Key West.
In Key West?
Yeah.
You were telling me something about your work. The work is a lighthouse keeper. Can you tell me about some of the work you had to do and some of the things involved in that?
Well, the main work and I became permanent. And I was stationed at Dry Tortugas. You heard of that?
Where is that?
That's approximately 65 miles to the west of Key West. You've heard of Fort Jefferson?
Yes.
Well, the lighthouse is on an island approximately 3 miles from the fort. It's on an island. And miss, I'm telling you, I love it.
Really good work.
And of course then my brother, or one of my brothers, was a keeper. And the main work, of course, there on that island, you had grounds to keep up. Pine trees with the needles. It was an everyday job, breaking up needles. And covalent limbs. And one time while I was there, we painted the light, which was somewhere around 100 feet high, built out of brick. It had 86 steps inside of it. You paint out what they call a bosun chair. But we had it like a box. With it had your big 5 gallon paint can in it. You lowered the block and four in the top. And painting that, and then they had a radio beacon was installed. We had to give out the weather every so often. Then we talked to Key West, there is a depot. I don't remember now whether it's twice or three times a day. Then you had a watch. That was a situation I claim you sleep when you ought to be awake, and you wake when you ought to be asleep.
Yes, sir.
You have, maybe one of it was all right if it was congenial with the two men. Sometimes it'd be two. Down there, four men all together. The reef lights at that time was three men. Most of the time it was only two on the reef. Down there most of the time it was two. Sometimes four would be there.